Guys, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know, we're having an awesome time. I just truly enjoy, and it's an honor and a privilege for you guys to be here with us. I just wanted to say a couple of announcements before we go any further. We had a couple of people wanted to actually call in. They said a number. They didn't have the number. I said, you need to say that number for Good Deeds Radio, and the number is 646, that's error code, 787, that's 8170. Now, you can also go to www.gooddeedsradio.com if you want to just, or if you're on Facebook, guess what? You can go to the post and just click it, and it'll automatically play right from Facebook and from Twitter as well. So if you're following us, that's actually a great option to do as well. But I just wanted to get that information out. A couple of people wanted to say, Dr. Sunday, I want to get on, but I forgot the number. But we wanted to give you that information. But you know what we do here in Good Deeds? Our whole mission and purpose in life is to actually share your message, your calling, your passions, your testimony, the awesome things that's going on in your life. Guess what? To the world. We do that via radio, television, live events, you know, webinars, telesummits. I mean, we do red carpet events. We do whatever's going to make you actually shine to increase your visibility, because guess what? No one will know your vision, your purpose, if you're still in the garage, okay? I know that hurt. Ouch, okay? That's for both of us. But we actually have to have that visibility. We have to be on social media. We have to actually let people see what we're doing. Now, we have a stellar person with us. We actually, he's a motivational, inspirational speaker. He's an author. He's a playwright. He's a producer. You know, I really enjoy when people are doing the things that they have been called to. The desires inside, they see a problem that needs to be taken care of, and guess what? They take care of it. That's what we all have to do. If you see a need, take care of it, okay? Do something to help people smile, to take the need away. And we don't want to delay, because I want to chime in and hear all the awesome things that's going on in his life. We have none other than Sean Hutchison. Share with us on Good Deeds. Are you there, Sean?
I am here, Dr. Sunday. How are you? Thank you again for having me on the show.
All right. I'm so excited. But we don't want to delay the time, because I know you do a lot of things, which we're so excited and celebrating you. But we want to make sure we get as much information in as we can. So tell us a little bit more about yourself and the awesome things that's going on in your life.
Well, it's awesome again, Dr. Sunday, how when you're positioned and when you really pursue purpose, how things start to unfold. And for myself, of course, I'm a father, I'm a husband, and I have to highlight those things because I'm all about the family unit, and really building up families. And I see it as a part of my mission, as a part of my main focus in life, really to invest in the family, particularly when it comes on to a younger generation or young people, our young women and our young men. And I think it's imperative, especially in this time and age, for our young people to identify, you know, the things that make them who they are, you know, really encouraging them to become the greatness that they are, be that powerful individual that they can become. So at the moment, as you mentioned earlier, that I've got my hands on a couple of things well, from writing. I published my first book called Real Men Can Wear Pink, and that was published about 3.5 years ago. And that book actually was forwarded by Dominique Wilkins, and the Hall of Fame basketball player. And what's phenomenal about that, that all came about because I mentor a Gwinnett County school system, and I've been mentoring for about 5 years, and really mentoring young men, and they're classified as high-risk young men, if you will. And so I'll go in and really coach them on life skills and being a better man or a better leader, also with the academic that they have to focus on in school, and how to build a stronger relationship within their among their peers and also with their teachers. And so it was really disturbing when I identified a lot of the young men that I would mentor, our coach, they did not have a father figure at home. And that just really bothers me a lot. So I sat on the journey and say, okay, you know what? The best way to voice your opinion is to put it in black and white. So I went out and start writing that first book, Real Men Can Wear Pink. And it's really initiating that we need more men to step into the game. Stop being on the sideline. Stop being on the fence. Just get in the game and don't be on the sideline to applaud them. Get in the game and help these young men become the great person they can be. So that's really, really where everything just really launched from, because once I did that, it became almost like a resume, if you will, you know, to really start on this journey, to really forcefully move it forward to help our young people identifying their purpose.
Wow. I commend you, because, ladies and gentlemen, as you can, I'm not stereotyping, but this is a young man and you know, great wisdom and knowledge at the early ages. It's just fantastic. And Sean, I want to step back a little bit, because some people have the definitions, you know, combined. Some people think they're the same thing. But and from the things that you do, tell us in your own language the difference between having mm-hmm. a mentor and then having a coach, because some people get that confused when they should actually seek a mentor, seek a coach, or someone that just can hold their hand, you know, kind of help us a little bit with that.
Well, you know, that's really a great question, actually, and there is a difference. Now, when you look at a coach, you think of a coach as that inspirational motivator that's going to push you, and they're going to be behind you to push you to accomplish a goal or accomplish a set mission. A mentor, really, when you have a mentor, a true mentor, is almost like a close best friend, like somebody you have around you for a long time, a long period of time, if you will, even a lifetime. And the best way to look at it is like this. A mentor is going to be straightforward and honest with you. It's that person you can really sit down with and have a conversation. And they won't be a yes person. They're going to tell you if it's black, and they'll tell you if it's white. They're going to be very honest with you. They're going to let you know, okay, what you're doing does not make sense, and this is the way it needs to be done. They will go the extra mile and advocate for you to make sure that you're going the right direction. They will represent you. That's the person that really stands behind you to recommend you and say, okay, you know, this is one young man or one young lady that I know they have potential, they have big dreams, I know they can fulfill it. They're the person that's going to hold your hand along the way and stand beside you. A coach, however, coming for a season, you know, they're there for that set goal that you need to accomplish, and they'll help you put that plan together and execute that plan. Then when that plan is over, they move on. And you know, and if it's a coach that needs to get paid, well, you pay them and they move on. But a mentor is more so that person that you can call on at any given time, and they're there for you. To somebody you can lean on a consistent basis. Somebody you can really sit down and you can tell them things that you may not tell other folks, you know, in general, because they're your mentor. They're going to give you the wisdom and the guidance based on the direction that you're seeking to go. So that's it's a very distinct difference when it comes down to a coach and a mentor.
I'm so glad you said that. That was perfect. Actually, I'm going to have to we need to take that segment right there and just blow that up on social media, because I can tell you from experience, I have both, and I actually have different type of coaches, but you have to, and people ask me, how do you know, find a coach? How do you have to, it's a lot of them out there, number one, and you have to make sure the person is in sync with you, that you know, break it down. We're going to even break it on a spiritual level, but you're discerning that you have peace with this person. You have to make sure that they are going to be in your best interest, and sometimes you do make mistakes, and you find out later on that's not the person for you. But I'm so glad you said it the way you did, Sean. A coach is there for temporary. They need to do this set, you know, whatever you have them to do,
right,
and then they need to just go on to the, right. But a mentor, oh, I like that mentor, because they're going to push you. It's sort of like your mom or dad in a way, your best friend, like you said. I love that. That's going to push you in your destiny. That's going to say, come on now, you can't lay in the bed all day. You have to go out there and network, and you have to put this plan together. Wow.
And you're,
that is so powerful.
You're 100% right, actually. And that is so awesome. And it's funny you brought that. You pulled that point out, because what I will share with you also is that my third book comes out next month. Actually, you can pre-order it now, and it's called The Secrets of the Ambitious Mind. And in that book, I spoke about, you know, the best kept secret. And the best kept secret in that book is a mentor. Because if you look around and if you do research and any research whatsoever, you identify that most, if not all, successful people on any level, not just those who are super wealthy or rich in term, but just wealth, just people who have wealth, they have life balance, they have a mentor. They have that person that's going to really direct them in the direction that they are pursuing to go and guide them along the way. And they're not the person that's coming to you and say, well, you know, I've spent, you know, 2 hours with you or 10 hours and I need to be paid for the 10 hours. They're the one that giving you that vested interest in you with no intention of anything back in return. They just believe in you. So a mentor really believes in you. They look at you and they see potential. They see purpose. And they just believe that if they can contribute one positive word, one motivating word, one factor that will help you to transition to a greater level, they want to do that. So there's a connection when it comes on to having that mentor. You know, Donald Trump have a mentor. You know, Bill Gates have a mentor. And their mentor, they're with them consistently. They're not just, let me give them a call when I need them. They're always there all the time. And you don't have to call them. They call you. They reach out to you because they have a vested interest with nothing in return. Just the fact that you're succeeding gives them the fulfillment. Like, really, you know what? He's about something greater. And so I really want to just really endorse and embrace him. And myself has a mentor, and he's always there. I mean, I don't have to call him for words of wisdom. He check up on me on a regular basis. Okay, Sean, you know, and the great thing about a mentor is that they hold you accountable. When you put something out before them, they're expecting you to fulfill that. So they're there to hold you accountable to make sure that plan that you have outlined, you're following it, and they're going to be on you until it's accomplished. So it's really awesome, and I would encourage, and I continue to encourage every person that I communicate with, when I'm their life coach, when I'm having a session with them, to seek to have a mentor, not a coach all the time, but a mentor. If your coach is there to motivate you again, they motivate you and they get you pumped and they get you going. But a mentor, they're always going to be there, and their vested interest, you best believe they believe in you while they do what they do for you.
I totally agree with that. Well, you know, Sean, this is what I want to ask you, because you do a lot of things. I actually like information about this as well, because I do a lot of things as well. Tell us how you actually balance things, because you're a loving husband, a loving father, and then all the other things that you do. Tell us in your, you know, because some people don't know what that word means, but tell us how you create the balance in your life.
Well, I tell you what, I think the best way to look at life, right? Well, not the best way, in my opinion, that is, and if I'll share like this, if I use the word harmonic wealth or harmonic balance, really what I'm saying there is you can have all the money in the bank, right? But if you're sick all the time, then you're really not living life, are you? Because that money you have in the bank may end up spending on your health. You may have good health, but you're broke. So then you worry about paying your bills all the time. You may have the money, you may have the good health, but your relationship is in turmoil. So you're really not happy at that point. So to really want, I would encourage one or impress upon individuals that when you talk about harmonic wealth and having a balanced life, you want to make sure that you're in sync with yourself first. Be in sync with yourself. Understand, try to find out who you are. Understand who you are, what your mission, what your goal, what your plans are in life, and see how you fit that puzzle. It's like a puzzle. You know, once that puzzle is put together, it makes a wonderful picture, yeah? So it is important that we look at it. So for me, I balance my life because I know first and foremost that my family comes first, all right? Now, I love my Lord. I love God, and he's first in my life, and he always will be first. But I understand that I have a responsibility. So the way I broke it down to myself is, well, I'm a priest in my household. I'm a father to my kids and a husband to my wife. So, and then I have myself, right? So I choose me because I choose my God first. I'm the priest. That's my connection. Then I look at myself next and say, well, you know, I'm a husband to a wife. That means I have to make sure my household is balanced. And then I make sure that, you know, I'm a father to my kids. So that means they need my time also. So my time is divided just like that. And so when I think about it in that perspective, I realize how beautifully it works. It's like listening to a stream run without any type of interruption, because you're making sure you're giving the time with your wife, the time with your kids. You're making sure as a family you're spending the time together. And then your work is next. And when you get to work, you work. So for me, you know, when I get home in the afternoon, I make sure that, you know, for example, I get home and I make sure I give my family the time, you know, 2 or 3 hours, and then work after that. Now, I think in life, one of the big things is that, especially when you're ambitious about succeeding and having things or doing anything great, we don't realize that most of the time we are going to be the sacrifice. There's a phrase that someone mentioned, and I'm not sure the name of the person who mentioned it, but they said that not all men who are called to be great are called to be happy. And pretty much what they're saying, if you are about accomplishing anything great, you can understand that, you know, you don't get to play around or play to be just play all the time. So for me, I seek to balance my life in that perspective. I want to make sure that my time is divided where the family is balanced, and at the same time, I'm able to balance my work life.
Now, woo, that's powerful. Hey, we can use this MP3. We can break this down and be your speaker package, because I'm like, this is just so great information that we actually need to get out to the masses. You can clip my voice out of the part. But this is some valuable information, ladies and gentlemen, that you actually have to pay for. I mean, this is, he's really giving you the real deal, the information. Some of it I had to learn the hard way about the balance thing, because I tried to do everything, and that's not going to work, okay? That's not going to work at all. Like he said, of course, God is first and then your family, but you have to make sure you delegate things and do it wisely. You will make mistakes, but you know you can't stop. You got to get it. But that's what we're going to do just real quickly, Sean. You gave us some great information. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And what we want to do is we want to chime a little more closer into the awesome things that you're doing in regards
awesome.
To the playwright. We've heard about the awesome books that you have. You know, of course, we're going to find out a little bit later how to get those information. And then we want to know a little bit more about, if you know, some things on the horizon for this year. And, of course, we want to for sure see how we can support you in the things you do. So what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
Hi, this is international and literary award-winning author LaDonna Marie, and you can find my inspirational books on Amazon, also www.ladonnamariebooks.com, and you're listening to Good Deeds Radio.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
We're back, you guys. We love our sponsors, our advertisers. You know, they just sharing their message to the world. That's what we do here. And you know, I'm the platform builder, so I love building other people. If you want to know more information about the products and services that we do, you know, about the radio, the television show, about our telesummers, webinars, and, of course, about me as a, you know, I'm an inspirational speaker as well, and I'm a publisher and an author and a writer. I just said, whoa, a lot of things God has truly blessed me to do. But to get more information about that, please go to our website, which is www.reneesunday.com. We're having an awesome conversation. I mean, really, he is pouring his heart out. Sean, you really, I'm taking so many notes. I had to stop the iPad and get the pen and paper of the awesome, the awesome things that you're telling us. But tell us a little bit more about, you know, we hadn't even started talking about the playwright things that you do and the producer, you know, wing that you do. But chime in a little bit more, if you will, about that awesome things that you're doing.
Well, Dr. Sunday, so for example, the what we have going on right now, I wrote my first, it was a stage play that I wrote, actually, titled Burning Bridges. And when I finished the stage play, and I brought it to my director, she looked at it and she said, well, Mr. Hutchinson, this is not a stage play. And I'm like, huh? She said, no, it's a movie. And I looked at her like she was crazy at first and said, well, do you understand how much a movie costs to make, right? And she said, yeah, but you can do it. And I called her my Oprah because she really pushed me. I'm talking about, she's like a mentor also. She just pushed you to a level where she makes you know you can get it done. And so that movie, that's how we end up actually rewriting the stage play to a movie script into a feature film. And now it's called Burning Bridges. And it's really entitled, it's really focusing on the family. And I'm so big in the family. So it seems as if a lot of my writing so much redirect to really empowering the family. And in this feature film, really, it's about a family that are very successful, they're very balanced life, but the sins of certain family members, extended family members, came back to haunt this family. And we want to play it out to find out how this family, who had nothing directly to do with the things that was done to certain family members early on in their age, in their life, how now this family that been almost targeted, like the secrets that start coming out, literally start interrupting and create like a turmoil and chaos in that home. And it's like they tailspin, like they're going into total chaos. And how do they uphold? And so we depict where, you know, it takes the whole family for family to function. It takes the dad or the father or the man in the household to stand. It takes the wife to stand beside him or with him. It takes the kids to cooperate. So it takes the whole family, really, when a family is going through a really tough, chaotic time, especially in this movie, how they come together as a unit. And so the question is, do they survive or does the family get totally destructed? And so, of course, you got to see the movie to for the story to be unfold in that respect. But and so currently, it's a bit, you can watch us the trailer on YouTube. You can just type in search under Burning Bridges, Sean Hutchinson, and you'll be able to watch the trailer and YouTube. But so that's really how I got started with that piece right there. And currently, I'm working on a stage play, Karma, and we can't release a whole lot of information about that just yet. But we're looking to produce that for the early fall of 2015, and that's going to be a very intense, very interesting, exciting, funny. It's going to be awesome. I try to create my writing around niche ideas that would bring out a very strong message. I want to, if I have to be known as a writer or a playwright or a producer in that sense, you know, I want to be known as one that did things on purpose, not only just the entertainment. And so I push in that direction. So we have those two projects coming out. The movie itself should release in about 2.5 months, actually. And from there on, we actually working on a book with Trevor Gardner out of Tennessee. Now that book is, I think you can pre-order that book now, actually, online, trevorgarden.com. And it's called 50 Magnificent Men. Now this book is just awesome. Because they have, you know, Bobby Jones, mm-hmm. Wes Morgan, and Trey Corley, and I think his name is Mr. Rogers, who won Sunday's Best, and just a total of 50 great men who are doing great things, who are loving God to really lead their lives, direct them in their purpose, and just doing phenomenal things within the community and on the international stage. And so they all share the story in this one book. And so we're having a phenomenal book signing in Tennessee on the 31st of this month. And that, outside of that, I have my third book, which is The Secret of the Ambitious Mind, that comes out next month. And if you can pre-order it now, actually via my website. And that book really is a book that I think every person should grab a hold on, because every person have ambition, but it's not everybody's ambitious about their ambition. And in this book, you really can identify what are some of the things you need to do to activate your ambition and to elevate your future in the process of you activating your ambition. So it's going to be, it's just a phenomenal piece that we did. But those are some of the things that we're working on right now as we speak.
Well, you can, as the old people say, your plate is full. We just really, oh, wow, that is just so powerful. Now, you make sure you let Good Deeds let us know about all that with stuff that's coming out, because I really like to support people. And you had drawn me in, Sean, and when you were just saying a little bit about the movie. I'm like, wait a minute, golly, I can't wait. I can't wait to be there. And I just commend you so to you being it. You're in your purpose. You actually, and we need all this information that you have inside of you. We need to know the secrets of how to get our mind right, because, you know, if the mind ain't right, guess what? The body is not going to follow. And I really sense you have a warm spirit. You really want to impact lives, and that's what we are here for, to, you know, help people, to help people smile, to help people walk into their destiny. So we just so thank you so much. But please, please, you know, time goes by so quickly. Please give us any last-minute information and, of course, how we can support you and the things that you do, how we can, you know, obtain your, you know, your products and services of your speaking and all the awesome things that you're doing, but how we can support you also in the social media world as well.
Oh, awesome. Well, definitely. All my information as far as all the upcoming events and like to pre-order the books or to order the previous book, your audience can go to SeanHutchinson.org to go on my website, and there they have just tons of information. You can order books and see upcoming seminars and conferences. At the moment, we're working on two major workshops that the conferences will be coming up later this year, and one of those conferences is focused on the young ladies from ages 10 to 18, which is called I Choose Me, Embracing Your Self-Worth. And that one just really focuses on young ladies to identify their self-worth and why they have to choose themselves first before anything else. And then we have, for the male, the young men from 10 to 18, focusing on bros impeccable. And that's just helping these young men to identify and help to determine that, hey, I'm great, I'm outstanding, and this is who I am. I'm fascinating, but what makes me fascinating? And these two programs are utilized to identify the why they do what they do. Who they are. So once we can identify our why in any situation, in any part of our life, then we can also determine our purpose, even at a greater level. And so we have those two workshops coming up, and that also, you can get information on our website, again, SeanHutchinson.org, along with the conferences, the books, the movie. If they can also see the trailer, again, as I mentioned, on YouTube. Once they go on my website, all the information is there anyway for your audience. And of course, you know, the Facebook information is there also.
I just love it. And we're going to actually share your information on our social media platform as well. We just totally appreciate you taking time out and being with us here on Good Deeds. And thank you. And I love to say this, but thank you for being in your purpose, because when you're in your purpose, you're actually helping us be in our purpose as well.
Well, I definitely appreciate your inviting me on the show, that's for sure. And in addition, just much gratitude to you. And my hat's off, because I see how much work you're doing and the impact that you have it. And so it's just great to be on the same platform with you. And as you're a shaker and a mover. So, you know, I like to be a part of that company. So I thank you again for inviting me to your show.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Woo, you guys, we got. That young man is powerful. I just have a sense in my spirit that just is more to come to him. I really, and the grateful thing, and I'm gonna be jealous a little bit or self-centered. He's here in Atlanta, so I got to connect with him so I can support him more of a more deeper level as God leads us. And I love it. I've seen his family on social media, very warm, and of course he's keeping. Love it. But you guys, you know, I had an awesome time. I love enjoying talking to young people, just all people, you know, because like I say, if you and your purpose, somebody else, you're helping us be in our purpose. You know, you have to believe, you have to trust, and of course, we have to walk it out. You have to, don't stop. You have to get it. You know, I love you, and we'll see you next time. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Bye-bye.